Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Sunday, the 30th of August. What did we learn yesterday? I'll tell you what we learnt. We learnt that I am not cut out for this manual work, Lark. Flipping dearie me. He's in. I've moved into. It's like a four-story house, and they've got the top two floors. It's been converted into flats. You've got a ground floor flat, one in the middle floor, and then they've got the top two. So to get up to their first level is four flights of stairs that sort of go round a corner back on themselves, and to get up then to the top floor is six flights of stairs that go round and back. Flipping dearie me, I didn't sleep for the pain. I didn't sleep, not because I was tired. The aches and pains yesterday. Couple that with being white van man driving round South London. Cross that one off my list. When I say I'm going to get a job, it will not be doing removals. I've told him he can get a man in next time. That's going to take me a few days to recover, I'm not going to lie. Lugging wardrobes and shit upstairs. God, it does you in. Who does that? Who wants to do that every day? Give me a few missed penalties anytime. Does anyone know what's going on in Locomotive Zenit? It's been suspended on here for ages. Well, the other thing we learnt, the old Gooners. I mean, what? Well, that team's fallen. Do you remember? I remember going down the pub, Arsenal talking to winning Champions Leagues and, you know, challenging United for the Premier League title every year. And now they're, eighth place in the league and celebrating winning a flipping cheese platter. Unbelievable. And they didn't really even win, did they, then? I mean, I didn't see the game, but 1-1 and all down to the old lottery of spot kicks. And I just need Aubameyang to score a few more in pre-season, and then somebody will come and buy him, and that'll be that done. Honestly, people are ailing as if Arteta's some sort of god. Finished 8th in the league, drew with Liverpool, and won on penalty shootout. Fair enough, they did win the FA Cup, but you know, that's not what it was it? Is it? It's a team that we used to be up challenging for titles. They're fallen. I mean, we've always been crap. We can't crow because we've always been crap, but you at least were up there. You've just fallen. We've just always been shit. Right. I'm hoping to see some big changes this week to things. I'm hoping now they've gone. Yeah, thought they'd never bloody go. But now I've got rid of them. That's that taken care of. So they're out in the big wide world on their own. Probably for a week. Hopefully we get Malta sorted out over the next week or so. But I'm hoping then to have a lot more time and get certain things sorted. As we have done, we've started these Zooms. I'm going to be doing a Zoom for Ultimate tomorrow. Trading day, guys, I will have a second Zoom for you, maybe the back end of this week or the early part of next week. And there's a few individuals that I've got to do some Zoom sessions with. I will get emails out this week just to schedule those in before the season starts on the 12th. Bear in mind that will only be the first game. We're looking sort of the end of the month before things are up and fully running. So no panic. Ultimate will open tomorrow morning at 8, 9 o'clock just for a few spaces. There's not many, but just people who've... It's a bit overwhelming for them, or it's not for them, and have knocked it on the head. So I will sort that out tomorrow. And also OptiBet and Power Builder, for those who haven't got it in the Ultimate Members area, there'll be an opportunity to get those. That will just be left up now because we've pretty much solved all the issues there and got the support in place for those who haven't, and videos. So after this week, I will really be turning my attention to Zoom sessions and a bit of training and helping people going forward over the next couple of months to hopefully go on to better things. But certainly been positive. The feedback I've had so far from people is, in the main, people starting to turn it round, people starting to make money and being positive, which is great. That's what we want. Right, and as I did say, a couple of people asked me what format will my preview be. I will not be preview. I'm going to preview as many games as possible, literally when I've done all my stuff. So the pod will be a bit later in the day, either on a Friday or a Saturday, just depending on how I fit it in. I will do a sort of half-hour pod each weekend, just what I see as the best value of the week. It's not tips, it's what I see as the best value. So it might be overs in one game and away win in another game, lay home in another. So literally just going through the fixtures. I'm going to try and do all the Premier League fixtures and a selection of fixtures in Europe, giving you where the value is. So when I can't do it until I've done all my numbers, but when I've done all that, that's basically going to be the format. We'll know after I've done the first one, and it will probably be tweaked as we go along. I have got one for you today. That is all. It's still suspended, that game. Why is that? Or is it something wrong with Betfair? But I've got one for you today, and it is in Russia later on. It is Sochi versus Ural. Sochi versus Ural. First half goal. So Sochi Ural, if that is 0-0, sort of 20-25 minutes, a first half goal. I thought I might have a late goal one, but I can't find it. If I did have, no, I haven't. No, that's it. That is it. So that's it from me today. As I say, hopefully this week onwards, now we'll be back to a bit more structure and way forward. But I will be back with you for definite tomorrow sometime.